7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Richie is off today because his son had a mishap. I'm sure he'll be fine. Just the parents worry sometimes about their children, and by golly, take good care of them. Nothing wrong with that. Joining us now are the Boomer Broads. Anne Marie and Janet are here with a focus on hiring. How many of you are bosses? How many of you have your own small business? And how is it that when you're hiring people, you find the right people, people who will fit? And I guess that that's a sort of a, that's in a manner.
Double entendre, right?
Yeah, it is kind of a double entendre. Because a lot of people are not getting hired as a result of how they look. You know, there are lots of ways of qualifying people for jobs, and I guess for disqualifying people for jobs as well. And so now we have, there are lots of different examples of people. I'm of the opinion that this, there's a story about a hospital in Texas that will not hire people who are obese. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to have,
I agree with you.
Want to work in a hospital with people who are unhealthy. It's like, I don't understand how hospitals hire people who smoke.
I agree.
I don't
get it. It's like a do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, I mean, how do you, you walk into, I walked into a hospital not long ago, and there were these nurses who are outside smoking.
Yeah.
How do you work around patients, heart disease, cancer, lung disease?
You want to be treated by somebody like that?
Right.
No.
No.
I don't want to be treated. I don't, I just can't even imagine that they would have been hired. Now, is the question whether or not some of the people who are doing the hiring can be accused of discrimination? We have a lot of wacko rules in our country these days. So a policy which requires employees to have a body mass index of less than 35, I'm trying to, I don't know how to reference
that. They say if you are 5'5 and weigh over 210 pounds, you would not be hired.
All right. So,
okay, or 5'10 and 245. 5'10, 245 does not seem huge to me, but I mean, is that huge?
How is that different, though, than not hiring somebody who's over 65? How is it not different than hiring?
Okay. It probably is.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hold on. Just because you're over 65 doesn't mean you're unhealthy.
No, I'm not. It's a different kind of discrimination. Yeah. There's age discrimination. There's weight discrimination.
Yeah.
There's sexual discrimination. There is racial discrimination. We have all of these. You can find more reasons not to hire somebody or not to give a job. I think that we've gone sort of cuckoo in that area. But then to sort of backtrack a little bit, if you look at people who, in this particular circumstance, do not fit the bill and are not good examples of what it is you're trying to present, I think you have every right. I don't know how you do that with age, but the question is, can you do it?
Can you get away with it without announcing it as a policy? In other words,
we don't hire fat people.
Right. In other words, don't say that. Just don't do it. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's admissible or if that's allowed.
But if somebody wants to make something out of it, can't they require, if there was a suit, they could ask you to bring in your hiring records and
items? What's the proof that I was not qualified for this position? Right, and you'd have to prove it wasn't about their weight, but it was about either their education or whatever prerequisites you might have had. It's a dicey situation.
All right, so
I agree with you.
Let's say you are in good shape when you get the job, and then you lose that shape. You become fat or whatever after the fact. Can you get fired?
Well, I think that it should be clear in the beginning what your policies are. I know we represent a hospital in Boston and actually Cambridge, Massachusetts, Mount Auburn Hospital, and I know that they've gotten very, you know, I used to drive up as a patient. I used to drive up and see, you know, the smokers outside in a little hut, you know, 100 feet away from the building or whatever. And I see less and less of those people these days. So you wonder, and I honestly haven't checked with them, but you wonder if the policies haven't been clarified. Excuse me. If you smoke, you can't be in our employ. We can't hire you. You can't work here. Or if you're, you know, obese, you can't work here. I don't know whether it's material for a suit. Maybe it is.
Well,
but I don't blame a hospital for wanting its employees to not only look healthy, but to be healthy.
To serve as role models. And, Doug, in answer to your question, this hospital in Texas does allow you to gain weight while you are in their employ if you started out healthy, but they claim that they try to help the heavier candidates lose their extra pat. They help you. If they note that you're gaining weight, they try to put you on some sort of program or give you guidance or something to help you lose weight, but they don't fire you.
Don't most hospitals today have gymnasiums or wellness programs in which trying to get people that are in the hospital into a program, why not make sure the people who are working there are in a program as well?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, a lot of companies are now doing that. You know, forget hospitals, but mainly, you know what they're doing it for. It's selfish reasons. It saves them on health insurance. The healthier your employees are, the less you pay in health insurance, of course.
Yeah.
It's not just
so
about appearance.
A bit of an ulterior motive to some of that as well.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is a fine line here, and there are a lot of ambulance chasers. Fire engine, ambulance chasers who are out trying to stir trouble up, and they'll find, if it's a big company especially and there's lots of cash, they'll stir the pot with things like that. Yeah, I think it happens all the time, frankly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a lawsuit come out of this issue for sure.
Right.
I mean, you know, it could be a simple situation of someone saying, I've tried to lose weight all my life, but I'm unable. You know, they could prove that they've at least attempted to try to lose weight, but are unable yet are highly qualified to serve as a doctor. Something will come out of this. There's no doubt. We are a lawsuit crazy country, as you say. And that's bound to, litigious. That's the good word, Amber.
All right. Now, that's one issue. I want to talk to you about another issue in a minute. Stand by. The Boomer Broads are here with Jennifer, Roberta, and me. You've heard them on this program any number of times. Anne Marie and Jenna, we talk about some of the issues that are before many of us, if not most of us. They run a great PR firm in Boston, and it's kind of nice to touch into. I like to talk to people no matter where they're from, because you always get different perspectives on things, and that's what this is about. Let's get a perspective on things. Here's a way for you to get a handle, never mind a perspective, but a handle on your postage costs. Are you interested in free things? Raise your hand, please. You're interested in free. Jennifer, you're interested in free?
Yes, sir.
Roberta, you're interested in free? Yes, I thought so.
I'll answer for her. Yes,
right.
She is.
Heather, you can be Roberta. What do you say, yes or no to free?
All the time.
Okay, free. The postage that you get with folks at stamps.com is official U.S. postage from the Postal Department, therefore U.S. postage official. You get what I mean? It's not Sam's postage.
Mm-hmm.
It's U.S. It can't get very far with Sam's postage. Uncle Sam's postage, maybe. That's what U.S. stands for, right? Uncle Sam's postage. In this circumstance, Stamps.com have come up with a really neat program, including free things when you sign up using My ID. You go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the page, the home page, type in Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, and you'll be entitled to a no-risk trial offer from Stamps.com. Special deal, you get free stuff, like a free digital scale to weigh your packages so you know you have exactly the right amount of postage on whatever it is that you're sending. You get $55 in free postage when you sign up. How can you beat this deal? You really can't. Official postage, stamps.com, digital scale, plug it in, weigh the letter, weigh the package, put the exact amount of postage on it. You don't have to waste time standing in line at the post office, and you are basically home free. A great thing, a great management tool for small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses. Get rid of the postage meter. Go online to stamps.com.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right, Janet and Anne Marie are here, the Boomer Broads. Let's say that you're not like Janet and Anne Marie or me. Well, let's see, Jennifer, Roberta has managed to stay married. Maybe you've been remarried. You are with someone who's younger. Typical situation.
Some cougar.
Yeah, well, no, it could be that way.
Or just younger.
Yeah. Here's a lady who's a practicing attorney. She's 55. Her husband is 62. He's a tax software programmer. He has a long commute, has a job in L.A., and he's tired of it. And he wants to retire as soon as possible. But his wife likes what she does. She can do it closer to home and doesn't want to retire. So are we going to Divorce City? What's the resolve to this? Or is it, you know, some men don't feel comfortable or wouldn't feel comfortable, ladies, in having the wife the primary breadwinner. A lot of times, even when both couples are both members of a union are working and the man doesn't make as much as the woman, it stirs a pot that usually ends more often than not in divorce. It's just the way it is. Men, I have actually a guy who's my computer programmer. His wife runs a large company. I'm betting she's pulling down 400, maybe more, four and a half a year. And they both don't have to work. So he takes care of the children, brings them to school. He's a brilliant computer guy. He's my computer guy. So during the time the school is in session, he's out making calls, fixing people's computers. And then when it's time to go pick the kids up at school, he goes and picks them up, spends the rest of the day, makes dinner. Wife works 12 hours a day. They are as happy as could be. That's their story. More often than not, it doesn't work. So in this circumstance, should this guy keep working because his wife is keeping, or should she retire? What's the answer? I think it differs for everybody. But more and more, these sorts of things are happening. People are older. Man, I know a lot of guys who are in their 60s married to women in their 40s. You know, if the guy wants to retire, the woman wants to keep working, why not?
Well, may I ask you a simpler question?
Of course you may.
Get back to your other question, and that is, do you think you'll ever retire?
No.
I won't either.
No interest. You don't think I will, or you don't think you will?
Both. Yeah. I don't think you will, and I don't think I will.
Yeah, I know.
My father was 98 years old when we took him away from his desk, and he lived for his work. He loved it.
Well, I think you got to do, you know, if you're fortunate to find something that you're good at and that you can make a few bucks at and you really enjoy, that's what will allow you to live to be 95 or 100 or whatever. You know,
but I think that to answer the situation, I mean, what you described there has become an increasingly common situation, mm-hmm. as you're saying, that you have a 10-year difference in a couple. One, as opposed to an Anne Marie, I, for example, am very much looking forward to not going to an office every day and, you know, mm-hmm. in soon enough. But
so why don't you just fire her, Anne Marie, and let her go? Just to...
don't. Please stop tempting me.
Please, that comes up daily.
Please stop tempting me. But I think there has to be some, in other words, I just like estate planning sort of comes upon you. Whoops, I have to do a will. I'm getting a better retirement planning. It seems to be slapping everybody in the face like, wow, I hadn't even thought of this.
Well, that's it. The point is you need to think about it. All right, ladies, thank you. Boomer Broads here with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Birthday time on Good Day, a celebration of Tuesday, the 10th of April. Here we are, one third of the way through the month already.
Almost tax day, can you believe it?
Yeah, 5 days.
Ah.
Yeah, we have.
I just did mine yesterday. Oopsie.
Actually, the poll today, if I can digress for a minute.
Yes.
With less than a week to go, how are you doing on your taxes? A, I've already gotten and spent my return. B, finished, sent in, waiting for my return. C, almost finished. D, about halfway through the process. That describes me, I think. E, just started. And F, I still have a week. What's the rush?
I know. Come on. Call me Sunday.
Happy birthday to Bobby Smith, one of the singers in the Spinners. This is one of their signature songs, and very cool. Born this date, 1936, so she is 76 today. Happy birthday to Stephen Gustafson, bass player with 10,000 Maniacs. Don't know the group.
Yeah.
Don't know the song.
I don't know this song either, but it's really pretty.
That is kind of. All right. Brian Setzer.
Love him.
Richie misses this one.
Yep.
Guitarist, lead singer with the Stray Cats. Rock this down, the Stray Cats strut I like. Song called Runaway Boys, born this date, 1960. So Brian Setzer is 53. How would that work if he was born in 1960? Today is 2002. Somebody's got the numbers wrong. I'll bet he's 52 today. What do you bet?
You bet. With your math, I believe it. Yes.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Katrina Leskanich, who is Katrina with the waves. I've always loved this song. Something so
great,
bright
song.
And happy. Crank it up, Michael. Today is Steven Seagal's birthday.
Mom and Steven Seagal.
He was on with the Piers Morgan the other night. Man, is he getting fat. Good God. Talking about his new role as the show Out for Justice. How many movies can you name? Executive Decision, Under Siege, that series.
Under Siege was probably the biggest for him,
don't
you think?
Yeah, I think so. On Deadly Ground. Above the Law. I mean, he's been in a lot of the same kind. It's the same movie. It's the same movie, just a different scene. A train, a boat, a plane.
Yeah, and he's saving the world. And
right, exactly.
Now he's saving Arizona with Joe Arpaio. So,
right.
Yeah.
Joe Arpaio said something yesterday, and I'm trying to remember why I chuckled. about it. He's suing the president. Oh, the birth control. He's the, not birth control. He's now onto the birth certificate. Like, he says, if nobody else is going to do this in law enforcement, I'm going to do it. Joe, take a break. Take a breath. Go do something else. All right, next up on the list is Mike Mushok. So he's the guitarist with Stained.
It's a good band.
Yeah. Warren DeMartini, guitarist with Rat.
R-A-T-T.
Yes, two T's in Rat.
Yes.
Let's see here. Chris Caraba, Dashboard Confessional. 37 today. Charlie, am I missing something here? Oh, you got this, Jennifer.
What's that? This song?
Yeah.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
It hasn't been played in my mobile lately, though.
From Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnan plays Jax. You love that show. Bryce Soderberg is a singer in Lighthouse. I'm sorry, Lighthouse. There's a
Lighthouse.
There's a Lighthouse and a Lighthouse.
This is Lighthouse.
Yeah, 32 today. 28 after on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Doug Good Day program, Jennifer Horn is here, Roberta Fasanelli introducing Heather Bach into the crew as a person who's got my back, as she's already happy to tell you. She's got my...
I stand behind
Stand
Doug
behind
Steffen.
Me. Thank you very much.
And Lord help you.
Oh, Roberta, calm down, will you please? The Easter celebration, yesterday I was looking at the results of the... of our poll, your favorite treat to sneak out of your children's Easter basket. 27% of you said anything chocolate. Probably would have agreed with that. 23% said as if there's anything left. 20% of you said Cadbury eggs.
My people.
14% said Peeps.
Those are my other people.
Really? The little marshmallow things.
Yes,
yeah, all sugar though.
Do you know they coat them in chocolate too?
You have like, two young children
those.
Who are eight and two.
Ten and two.
So I don't. What did you do with them on Easter? Did they have?
We did. Actually, we had a great day. We had Easter baskets at home.
Yeah.
That the Easter Bunny brought, of course, via my trip to the store.
Right.
And then we went to some wonderful people's home for a big Easter celebration, complete with Easter egg hunt. Love that. People don't do that enough. I love it.
Yeah, they have the Easter egg hunt at the White House, don't they? On the lawn still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't go to the White House this year though.
Didn't get invited this year. Sorry about that. Here's the story about a fellow who went out on an Easter egg hunt, and he and his three-year-old son found an unusual Easter egg in the form of a grenade.
Oopsie.
The Army Bomb Squad rushed in to the egg hunt, the Easter egg hunt. This fellow and his wife and his three children were all out and about, and a lot of other people as well. They went into, I guess, some sort of a school, and they were counting up the eggs. The kids had found all the eggs. They put them in baskets. They started counting up all the eggs. And there's this three-year-old, one of their children, three-year-old over there holding on to an object that looked like an egg. And after the parents went over to check it out, it wasn't an egg at all. It was a hand grenade.
Gosh, what was it doing there?
According to the New York Daily News, there are people who still play with these things. They're available. You can buy a grenade.
Was it active?
You and I,
pin in, pin out?
Well, the pin was obviously in. If it had been out, they'd all been
gone. Right, but I mean, I didn't know if it was a shell. I didn't know if it hadn't been exploded.
No.
Or if it was just the, you know.
Well, it was exploded after the fact, but it was something that could have exploded in this child's hand or in any other, in the wrong hands, because that's, you know, all you do is pull a pin, kaboom, you hold the thing down.
And toss it. Hope for the best.
Right, exactly. So imagine that, though, in a circumstance where they were placing Easter eggs around, little Easter eggs here and there. It reminds you of a lot of different things, or at least it does me, in terms of why we have all this armament around in the first place.
You know what I would have
done?
Why
can you still buy a hand grenade?
That's what I was going to ask. Why is that accessible to us?
I don't know.
Non-military people.
Yeah.
Why would we need that?
Right.
Blow cool stuff up. What is wrong with you guys? What is wrong with you? If I found a grenade, I'd shove it inside a ham and watch it explode.
See, I just stick with Skittles and Coke bottles, you know?
Really?
That's enough for me.
What happens when you put a Skittle in a Coke bottle?
You should try it.
Does
really?
That work with Skittles? Because I've only done it with Mentos. And
Skittles.
Mentos goes crazy.
So, Roberta, are you familiar with this pastime?
No, I'm not. I have a life.
Well, no, you have to. I mean, the way it goes is you have to put a Mentos or a Skittle, I guess. Just found that out, inside of a Coke bottle, and then you put your eye over the top and watch what happens.
Oh yeah, I'm about to do that.
I think it has to be Diet Coke.
I'm rushing.
Under what circumstance would you be doing this, please?
Actually, you know when I did it, we had a bottle of Diet Coke, and we happened to have Mentos, and I happened to be at Women in Cable and Telecommunications Conference in Orlando, and I was the president of the Southern California chapter, and here is the president of Women in Cable, a very nice position, and I'm sticking Mentos in Diet Coke bottles and spraying people. It was so much fun. Great.
At what age are we talking?
Oh, like 3 years ago. 4 years. Probably more like 5 years ago now.
One of those had-to-be moments.
Oh.
Had to be there moment.
No,
right?
it's a fun experiment. Just watch out.
You can't miss those opportunities when they present themselves.
No.
You just can't.
Where was I on that day?
Throwing butter at people at a fancy
dinner. I used to think it was cool to stick a screw in a Coke bottle and the next day be gone. That, for me, was kind of, because
that's so not
there's a
as
stimulation.
Immediate, though.
At least there's some knowledge gained by that rather than just dumping that stuff in and shaking it up and watching the bottle explode.
No, you don't shake it up. You take the bottle of Diet Coke, you take the cap off, and then you stick one little Mento, or now we found a Skittle, inside, and it creates a fountain. It's actually more educational than your dumb screw. Not that your screw is dumb.
Perhaps it's time for a brief respite in the conversation, and then we'll move on to the solution to the who won the Maryland lottery. The person with it, you know, because there was this big scam, all these people showed up.
I lost my ticket,
and
that lady,
yeah,
too.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, I'm looking at a check made out to the Three Amigos for $218,600,000.
Not too shabby.
We'll figure this all out in a moment. Here's 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Roberta, and now Heather Ritchie back tomorrow after he takes care of his son. So, the three Maryland public school employees who won their share of the Mega Millions jackpot were announced, I think, early today. Now, this McDonald's employee who claimed she had the ticket and had hidden it, what happened to her? Anybody know?
I don't know. It was a fluke, right? She said she lost the ticket at McDonald's where she was working.
Right.
And then she was convinced that she was the winner of the lottery. But if these people won, then that means that
well,
she
did it, right?
Well, they
actually had. Right. They had. They refer to themselves as the Three Amigos. A woman in her 20s, another in her 50s, and a man in his 40s. They were not named, and I think that's intelligent. I would never, if I ever won anything like this, never, 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 never would you go public with this unless you are absolutely crazy. So each of the winners received $34,997,000 after taxes. They bought 60 tickets at three different locations all over the state of Maryland. So they invested $20 a person to win $34 million.
That's genius that they went all over the place. I think that is a key to winning the lottery, is to go to different locations.
Yeah, I've wondered about
Not
that.
Not your local Ralph's grocery store week after week after week.
Well, I actually have two tickets here, and I haven't checked on them. I bought Powerball tickets and Mega Millions tickets when I was driving across the country a couple of weeks ago.
That's smart, yeah.
And I have not check to see if I'm a winner yet.
And it's always the out-of-towners that
win. Would I know? Well, how would nobody would know because they don't know I have the ticket.
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have to go online to find to see if I have the winning number.
The other key is to go to, like, the kind of snarky-looking places, you know, like the little shady spots, because it doesn't seem that people actually buy them at nice establishments. It's
the woman
at, like,
who won
Bob's
at,
Liquor.
There's a woman in Rhode Island who won about 3-4 weeks ago, $300 million, she bought her ticket at a Stop and Shop in Providence,
see?
As I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Stop and Shop is a legitimate store. But
yeah,
you're right.
Shady.
It's normally, but you're, I think she's right, Roberta. I think normally it's
write this down.
It's a it's
Pedro's Bodega.
Yeah. Totally. Like it's always like we have this place called Rosie Meat Market in this town that I live in, and it's Roezzee
Oh dear.
Meat Market. They've had like 12 lottery winners there.
Have
Am
they really?
I too afraid to step in there? Yes, but I think I need to start.
Yeah, well, go in there. Now, the discussion always comes up as to whether or not this is rigged, fixed. Do the people who run the lottery choose where the winners are? Mm-hmm. Do they heighten suspense by not having a winner?
Building,
can
yeah.
you rig this so
the
that the numbers...
all keep track of what numbers are being chosen and quick picked.
Right.
So you could, if they were really being shady, they could rig it. But some guy who won the lottery about 6 or 7 times... said that the best way to do it is to pick your own numbers, and before you play them, Google the numbers to make sure that they've never come up as a winning combination.
Well, is there a prohibition to that? Once a combination comes up, will it never again come up?
I guess just the odds would be more difficult for it to come up a second time.
Mm-hmm. But is there a way to rig that little bubble machine with the air in it and those ping pong balls so that numbers that you desire will come up?
See, I'm with you. I think it could be rigged. I mean, I hate to make accusations, but it's like Vegas. They tighten up the slot machines.
Yeah,
they
that's all rigged.
They let you win a little bit at the machines that are in the front of the casino or in the walkway so that
yeah.
people
see
think
it.
They're going
right.
to win. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
So, I don't know. People are clever.
Have you ever won anything, Jennifer?
Yeah. This job.
That was a lottery, yeah. A lottery winner.
Other than like $10 on scratchers, and once I won like $8 on the regular lottery, I won $400 in Vegas once, though. That was
really?
My biggest jackpot, yeah.
I was on the train yesterday going out to JFK from New York, and I sat next to a fellow, Long Island Railway. I sat next to a fellow. He had he spent the entire train ride from, I left Penn Station, went out to Jamaica to get on the train that goes out to JFK. He had 40 tickets that he'd bought.
Huh.
And he spent the whole ride with a nickel.
He was a nickel scratcher, okay.
Off the, but I don't even know what these,
that's messy,
what are
though.
These? But what are they, what, how can there be 40 different games?
No, the key is that you should actually buy, if you're going to buy 40 lottery tickets, you should buy
but
them.
But they weren't
all
lottery tickets. They were all different games. I'm watching them out of the corner of my eye.
Because when I buy scratchers, I buy a 40, like I'd buy 40 off the same roll, because if you buy the different games, because they have so many different games, you're kind of losing your odds.
Right, that's what he was doing, the games. Roberta, how many, is this something that the New York Lottery alone has, or do all these states that have lotteries have all these different...
We have different ones.
Oh, no, everybody has different games. Oh,
that
yeah.
many?
We probably have.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they change, like they're seasonal. A lot
all
of them
right.
are...
So what's the object? How much can you win by sitting there with your nickel and rubbing off these... The guy was having a great time. I mean, he was probably
oh, yeah,
70
yeah,
maybe. And I could see him going into, if you walk in, if you know Penn Station, there are any kind of shop you could possibly imagine, including a couple of different places where you can buy lottery tickets. So people are waiting for trains, go in and they, they're buying and they buy and they buy and they
right.
buy and they buy and they buy. Imagine if everybody that goes in drops a 10 spot or 20 or a couple of 20s like this guy must have. And how often do they do that? How often do people play?
There are people that are hooked on the lottery, but I think more often than not, you find a lot of people who will buy them every once in a while. Maybe this guy buys 40 a week, who knows? But I think a lot of times, I don't buy them regularly, but if I go into a 7-Eleven store, convenience store, and I see them sticking, underneath the counter, they might call to me. The regular lotto, I think I only play when the jackpot gets big.
I'm just.
You've never played a scratcher. I sent you a scratcher.
No, I did. People have given them to me. I have not bought a lottery ticket since the last time I drove across the country. Because I don't usually go into these kinds of places. You go buy gas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the local place. I'm buying gasoline, so I don't pay attention. You're in, you're out. It's not on your mind. But when you're standing in some place in the middle of Santa Fe, and the car's getting fueled, you walk into the store and maybe you buy some cashews and you look around and you see all of these. Oh, okay, I'll take a ticket. So that's what I did. But And then, by the way, it's constructive, and I've said this many times. You go out of the store and you start thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to do with the money. And it's really a nice way to boost your feelings about the day if you're off somewhere in crazy land.
Even if you win $1, it makes you feel good.
I think it does. You've won something, yes. But then people who listen to this program know they win every day by listening to Good Day. It's 51 past the hour.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Years later, we are still fascinated and can't seem to get enough of it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A century ago today, the RMS Titanic began its ill-fated maiden voyage, leaving Southampton, England, and heading across the Atlantic, destination New York City. The ship, of course, never made it. 4 days into its voyage, the Titanic hit an iceberg. That was the night of April 14, 1912. Some hours later, the ship went down. Of the more than 2,200 people aboard, just over 700 survivors were rescued. Among the many ways the anniversary of this historic tragedy has been marked, you had the re-release of James Cameron's 1997 Academy Award-winning Titanic, this one in 3D, which opened in theaters last week. And there's the National Geographic Museum in Washington, D.C., with a new Titanic exhibit. Richard McWalters is a spokesman for the museum. He says the mixed-media exhibit taps into the magic and tragedy of the Titanic story.
This unsinkable ship that hit an iceberg and sunk. I think it just strikes a chord with people because it's such an amazing tragedy.
And tomorrow, at Gurney's Auction House in New York City, many artifacts from the Titanic will be auctioned off.
The collection of more than 5,500 artifacts recovered from the Titanic will be sold as a single collection with respect to the preservation of history so that future generations will always have the opportunity to be thrilled by, learn from, and perpetuate the memory of this great ship.
That's Arlen Ettinger, president of Gurney's Auction House, who says the collection includes everything from hairpins and eyeglasses to a big section of the actual hull of the Titanic. The entire collection is expected to bring in more than $190 million. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you can earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you can even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, investors, among other things, will be looking at retail sales reports today and wholesale trade numbers as well to get a reading on the latest sentiment of how the recovery is going. There's an interesting report out from the president of the New York City Borough of Manhattan, Scott Stringer, who says many companies with job openings in New York City and across the state have two stacks of resumes.
They have resumes for the employed, and they have resumes for the unemployed, and the unemployed resumes go in the trash basket. People have to understand that just because you do not have a job does not mean you're not qualified to do so many things.
Stringer points out this kind of discrimination against the unemployed is banned in many states, but is allowed in New York State and other states as well. Stringer says these loopholes in hiring practices need to be plugged. Couple of closing notes, both of which deal with, what else? Everything seems to be about the Titanic this week. First of all, how about this? Something a little different, a culinary angle to the 100th anniversary. A restaurant in Houston, Texas called Cullen's is offering what they call the Titanic Experience. A group of 12 diners can enjoy a 10-course meal made up of dishes similar to those the first-class passengers on board the Titanic actually enjoyed the night before the ship went down. But rather than tasting salt water at the end of the evening, patrons will get to sip some fancy brandy from the year 1900. Oh, and yes, the menu price for this Titanic table for 12? $12,000. Bon appetit. Finally, you have heard what actress Kate Winslet had to say recently, didn't you? The co-star of 1997's Titanic expressed refreshing honesty when talking about this. Kate Winslet admitted she wanted to throw up every time she hears Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. But there's a SodaHead.com poll that shows 54% of those they spoke to still love the song. Even so, I think Kate Winslet and I have plenty of company. There are many of us who wish this song would go straight to the bottom of the sea. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.